Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We needed the win. And I thought we played really, really well in the first half. Got off to a great start. I thought the energy in the building was outstanding. And really grateful to the fans, especially the students, the Oakland Zoo, for their energy, their passion. I thought we fed off of each other. I thought we fed off of their energy, they fed off of ours, and we had a really, really good first half. And, so I'm proud of that, proud of how we got started. We were selfless, we shared the basketball. I thought our defense was good. I thought our defense helped energize our offense. Then we get to the second half, and I thought we played a little bit safe. And, we wanted to continue to attack. They went zone. It slowed us down a little bit, made us think. And we couldn't get into the same rhythm that we had. And then we just got to where we couldn't rebound. And I thought defensively we were okay for most of the night. I mean, they shot 31%. I think that number's a lot lower if our first shot defense is better in the second half. It was good in the first. And so we had a little bit of a letdown. But, again, proud of my team, proud of the way we were able to step up and get a win, our third in the conference, and look to build off of this.
Jeff, is that speak to your group's maturity coming off such a tough loss the other night to kind of come out early and play as sharply as you did at opening 20?
What's a step? I don't know what it speaks to, but it's a step in the right direction for us. We have to continue to try to put days together where we're getting better. And we're understanding what it takes to become a really good program and a really good team. And it takes showing up every day, doing what you're supposed to do, listening, understanding, and going out and playing together. And I thought the whole game we did that. I thought the first 20 minutes, though, was outstanding.
Xavier had only six assists and only two turnovers. How important is it to have him as not just a scorer, but a facilitator?
Well, I thought he was terrific. I thought he created shots for others, which led to shots for himself, plays for himself. Especially in the first half, he was able to get in the paint. He was able to get downhill. I thought he made terrific decisions. I thought the ball was just moving in the first half, and it was crisp. And, we really shared it, and I thought a big reason is because of him. The pace that he played with I thought was really good. Yeah, it means a lot, really for our program, not just for these guys, for our program. North Carolina is one of the great programs in the history of college basketball. And anytime you get a chance to sweep them, it's a pretty special thing. And it's something we don't take for granted. We've had to work for it. And it's something that we're excited about. For us, I don't know the last time this program has swept someone in the conference. So that's another thing, for us that, I know since I've been here and I know the year before I got here, they didn't do it. I don't know about the year before that. I don't know like the history like that, but I know it's been a while. And so that's something we did talk about this morning when we got together for shoot around. And I'm glad we were able to come out and do it. Surprised by what? Our aggression?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't surprised by it. I mean, we've been a pretty good defensive team. We haven't defended at the level we were earlier since we came back from Christmas. That's something we talked about after the Louisville game. And so it was good to see us get back to that. We wanted to pressure them. I think part of post defense is pressuring the basketball. We're not as big as they are up front, especially when they play those two bigs together with the way that we play. But I thought our pressure can help combat that, and I thought we did a good job of that. It also helps that they're playing without their best player. I mean, that helps too, and it just so happens to be a point guard. I think if you take the the point guard, starting point guard away from any team in college basketball, there's going to be a big adjustment. And so that's something we were cognizant of and we wanted to attack it.
Speaking of adjustments, Jeff, you, since the Wake Forest game, it seems like you guys have played a lot better. How much of that is because of your point guard? How much of that because of your defense?
I think we played better in spurts. I don't think we played better all the way. I think we've played better in spurts. And what we want to do is become a team that's just better consistently. And it's not just our point. It's everyone. We need everyone playing at the level. Everyone on this team at some point this year has shown what they're capable of doing at a high level. And in order for us to become the best team we can be, we need everyone to be the best versions of themselves. And then for them to hold each other accountable to that standard of, and not necessarily that you're going to play and it's going to equate the numbers, but all the little things, we need to do them at a high level and do what you do. Each kid in this program has a talent. Some have a little bit more than others. But we need whatever it is that they do at the highest level. And when we can get consistent with that, then we'll take another big step to becoming the program that we want to be. Yeah, and I don't think it's any coincidence in the first half we rebounded. That was the big thing. We were out rebounding them at halftime. I don't remember the exact numbers, but I know we were up. And I thought if we can do that, you know, we have to understand that defense doesn't end until we get the ball. And so we can play good defense, but then when the shot goes up, we can't relax. We have a habit of doing that because we expect someone else maybe to get the rebound. You know, I tell these guys all the time, look, we don't have a guy that's a double-figure rebound a game guy. I wish we did. You know, I've coached a kid that led the country in rebounding. So I knew every game you could put in 12 or 13, whatever it was that he averaged. I think it was 13. So we don't have anyone like that. We have to do it as a group. We did a good job of that in the first half, and I thought that's why we were able to get out in transition and get easy baskets. Try to take them out, put somebody else in them to do it.
Jeff, how much of an impact did RDs have on the game today? You all obviously didn't have him in the first matchup with the injury.
Yeah, well, you know, with him, it just gives us more depth. And, you know, with him, he can defend multiple positions. He can defend a bigger guy. And so it gives us more depth to play how we like to play. You know, when we played at North Carolina, we were in foul trouble. And so we went two bigs for a little bit. And that's not with what we have, that's not something that I like to do with the makeup of the bigs that we have. I want to try to, you know, in whatever way I think, what I think is to get our best players on the court, regardless of position and with the way that we want to play. And so he gives us a chance where Justin gets in foul trouble. We can still do that. We can slide him down and we can move someone else in. We can put him on a Robinson, you know, and feel like he can do a good job. We can put him on a Bacot or Brooks and feel like that he'll fight and he can do a good job. He has experience, you know, and so he does, you know, he does nice things for us, and it's great to have him back.
Jeff, it seemed like Ryan made good decisions at both ends of the floor.
Until the last one, until he took that god-awful three. But go ahead, I'm sorry, finish with your question. I thought it was good. I thought, you know, he got some really good looks in the first half, some clean looks off of penetration from guys. I thought he had a great drive where he played off 2 feet and kicked at the tray in the corner. You know, he ran to his spots in transition, and, you know, we were able to find him there. You know, really, I thought he did some good things except for that one play at the end. I thought everything else was pretty solid. He's got a rebound, though. He's got a block out. Like, there was a play where it's a loose ball, and he's got to, and it's not just, it was him in that moment, but he's got to sell out and get that basketball. You know, we ended up not getting the possession, and they scored off of it as they were, you know, making their run. And so that's what I mean. Those little things like that. I mean, I thought a small thing, it's a big thing, but, you know, a 50-50 ball against Louisville. We're up 7 under 2.5 minutes when Williams gets the 3-point play. I think if we get that rebound right there, and we have 3 guys around it, if we get it, we maybe win that game.
Jeff,
It doesn't get to overtime. And so those are the things that we have to understand collectively as a group.
Going back to your comments, your opening comments about the energy, and based on your history as a player and a coach, are you cognizant of that? Is that part of your thought process here, or do you just let it happen?
No, I mean, I notice it. I see it. I'm appreciative of it. On my radio show, I talked about it the other day about the need for it. They were awesome against Louisville. I mean, you know, and so it's something that we appreciate. And the thing that I've always felt like at every place that I've been is that when you have a really good crowd, especially the students are part of us because our kids are students here. And so it's a partnership. And when you have that, I think it really helps. It really helps our guys. And so I am cognizant of it. Well, I think the really good teams, they're able to impose their will on the game. You know, whether it's defensively, whether it's they're dominant on the offensive glass, some teams have potent offenses, you know, just whatever it is. And so when you can do that and you can play with that spirit and that energy, it certainly does, because, especially when you're at home because you feed off of it. No, it's not. Look, that's who we've been all year. I don't think you followed us all year. Then that's unfortunately who we've been, and so we have to get better at that. We have to make better decisions. We have to not take our foot off the brake in those situations. And you know, again, we're getting better at it, and I'm looking forward to working with our guys to help them continue to get better.
So as a former great player yourself,
I was good. I wasn't great. No, very few guys don't have to be told. There are some where they just have instincts. But even the thing that I've learned, and I've been very fortunate, I've been around a lot of greatness. And the reason why, I think great is the most overused word in sports. You hear people talk, you know, they're a great team. Or after a game, you know, somebody will say, oh, you know, they're a great team. There are very few great teams. And there are very, very few great players. Great is different. I've been around great. You know, the guy that I played for and I worked with is one of the greatest. I've been around great players in college. I've, you know, did stuff with USA basketball. So I've seen it. And it's different. The way they think is different. The way they approach stuff is different. And I don't – I think it's learned. I think the guys that are really great, they're constantly trying to learn and get better. They're constantly trying to figure out different ways to beat you, different ways to improve in their craft. That's why I think it's few great. And so I do think it's different. The great ones also want to be told. They want to be coached hard. I remember with USA Basketball, working with those guys. I was a special assistant. I did scouting. And I did the scouting. I did the workouts. And it was amazing. You know, whether it's Argentina, Spain, whoever we were playing, you know, these guys are coming to me. Like, they want to know absolutely everything about their opponent, about their matchup. Because the thing is that great doesn't want to look bad either. And so they're always trying to figure out a way to get an edge. And, you know, again, I think they're really good programs. I think there are a few great programs. I fortunately played at one, and I got to learn from that. And we're trying to help. We're trying to grow this program that hopefully one day people consider it a great program.
Beating Carolina, good or great?
Beating Carolina is great. It's always great, especially if you get a chance to beat them twice.
Right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.